vitamin C procurement is much higher than what it is stated, that we will be under a little stress.
Okay. And your view on how the domestic pharma market will take up in the next half?
The market did come down, as Sridhar pointed out, from as high as last year 14%. Today, MAT is 10.4%. I was hoping the market to slightly pick up in the last 2 months because we are struggling at 10.4 for a pretty long time now, continuously, the third month. And with what positive signs now we are seeing, hopefully we should be seeing the market picking up beyond the 10.5. That all again depends upon how the budget expectations come through. If they roll back the excise and roll back the service taxes, then again to your question, you will see pressure on margins, A. And B is we will see sort of less demand for the products. And the monsoon, the delayed monsoon also had real impact on some of our products takeoff, because it's actually 1 month delay has pushed 1 month sales behind. And if the monsoons don't catch up pretty fast, then some of our products takeoff may be impacted also.
Okay. And so the field force currently would be how much after adding 400?
1,100 roughly. So in pharma, 1,100 in pharma.
Which would be, pan India would be, 1,000
in pharma. In pharma, 1,000
we
expanded.
No, we would have to consumer health if I had 1,200, maybe around 1,200 plus.
1,200 plus. Sir, any encouraging signs from the pilot plans in rural markets that you were talking about?
We did add people, and we now split the portfolio into two large teams, and we've also had two task forces in place. The two large teams, it's going to take time to get back to the productive level, but we're seeing some signs of improvement there. The pilot we did was basically on retail. For a retail fridge, and we've scaled up that, and it's too early to comment upon that, really.
Okay. So just one last question. This is just based on an article that I read. The FDA being given a warning on, written warning on the prescription drug of Chantix and Zyba and the anti-smoking suggestion products, stating that these will cause certain side effects. Do you see any impact down here with on these products, is it?
Yeah, I think what is we promote Champex, of course, and we have already taken this into account, and we therefore is a very, very focused treatment whereby we say that a patient should take this under the supervision of doctors, and that's the reason why we went through the clinical smoking cessation clinics route, where they will doctors to supervision and give them the products. So we're watching this very closely, and if there are some adverse event reported in India, then we will take adequately steps to handle those issues.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll be in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from Mr. H.R. Gala from Quest Investment. Mr. Gala, please go ahead.
Hi, Keval and Sridhar.
Hi, Gala. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's really nice to see, above average growth in sales as compared to the market growth. As you say, that market is growing at around 10.4, 10.5, and we have posted about 14% growth. Do you see this pace of growth to continue for the rest of the year?
Good question. we will see some slowdown in growth in this quarter, because we had a very good quarter last year.
Okay.
So in terms of offtake, maybe still okay, but in terms of growth, will not be as large as growth we had in the first half.
Okay.
So, and we also did a consolidation of stockist, where we were stuck up for last 2 years consolidating our stockist because of the trade issues. Mm-hmm. So we were able to resolve those trade issues this year, early this year, and okay. We did a whole lot of consolidation. So that consolidation benefit we got it in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so that we will get in the second half.
Okay. So overall, do you think but we will be more or less in line with the market growth?
Oh, yeah. That should be it. Okay. I think so. We should be able to do that.
Yeah.
On a YTD basis, on a annual basis, oh, we should be.
Should be.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question pertains to, I think somewhere in the month of May, NPPA gave, you know, some price revision for vitamin E. So vitamin C was not covered at that point of time?
No, it was not. Vitamin E is not a product. Vitamin C was not covered. But my I had a bad phase with NPPA on our other products which came under price control.
Okay.
But vitamin C they increased the price
bulk.
Of vitamin C the bulk.
Okay.
But the formulation changes have not been done.
Oh, I see.
But that is hitting us badly now.
Achha.
Still the formulation ceiling price is changed.
Okay.
We are suffering there. Really.
Okay. Do you expect any favorable verdict from them?
I really don't know because they sort of, you know, gone into some loop because
mm-hmm.
the official price is quite different and the traded price is quite different.
I see.
That's where the problem is.
Okay. So in trading price, we do give discount?
No, in the bulk availability price is much higher than
okay.
What is officially quoted price.
How much cash do we have on hand as of now?
We have about 400 odd crores in the bank.
400 crore.
Yeah.
And ICD?
ICD is about 200 crores.
200 crore ICD. So that's roughly 600 crore.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you throw some light, I know it may be still early, on the Pfizer-Wyeth merger? How is it going ahead at international level?
Yeah, that's again a good question, really. Pfizer merger is expected to close somewhere around the fourth quarter of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the latest information I have.
Okay.
So hopefully once the global merger is announced,
yeah.
we would then come to know how Pfizer would like to take this forward in India.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Krishnakiran from Capital Market.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
Small clarification regarding Salesforce. In the last conference call, you were telling about Salesforce was 1400 and in the current you are telling 1200 and you told this quarter you have added 400.
Let me check that. Is it 1400? Shall I get back to you quickly?
Sure.
To my mind, it should be 1100. This is not the 1068 and the CSP. I think when I said 1400,
okay,
that had also of subcontract people.
Okay.
Adding that would be 1400.
Okay, so that with subcontract currently maybe 1800, right?
Pardon?
Currently with subcontracts 1800, right? Like 1400 plus 4?
No, right now we are, let's say, 1270 or so.
Okay, sir.
Plus contract will give you 1400.
Okay. Sir, one more, sir, I was missed. Like, Pfizer-Wyeth deal will be on international way, expected to complete in Q4 2009, right?
Yes.
That means November, this year, November.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from Dr. Girish from GM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just wanted some clarity on the growth contribution from the new launches. I heard that you commented it contributes around 4 to 4.5% to total sales. How do you see it's basically moving from last quarter to this, and where do you see it going by the year end, if you can throw some light?
Roughly around 4%. even the end of the year. We have been 4% for the quarter, 4.4% for the YTD. We'll continue to be around for the same figure for the balance of the year.
Right. Can you also give how, I mean, how are the Lyrica sales shaping up? I might have missed the number if you had mentioned that.
One second. Lyrica is doing pretty well. Lyrica is growing at around 37% YTD. It has grown about 26% for the quarter. So it's doing pretty well.
Okay. And lastly, on any more new launches planned for this year?
Very good question. We are looking at some of launches this year. Maybe as we come in the fourth quarter, we will see if we could launch one or two products. So it's in the planning process. We'll see if we can do that.
And these would be the patented products most likely?
This would be not patented drugs. There are nothing patented drugs abroad which we have not yet launched really. We have almost launched everything.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, please press star and one. We have a next question from Mr. Sharad S. Ramnarayanan from Parry, Washington. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Just wanted to know any particular reason why Coric did poorly this quarter?
It's just a phasing issue. Coric divided this quarter why it was low.
It's because of delayed monsoon, and this quarter Coric is a seasonal product. It picks up.